We started this company in late 2009. The company is focused on developing the point of care tests for clinical diagnostic industry. We have two main platform technologies in the company. The first one, which is Test for D, which has lateral flow immunoassay-based technology. Since you've known, like, vitamin D deficiency has been globally recognized, so we've developed a test which you can either perform at home or at a doctor's office or at a pharmacy, and within 10 minutes you know whether you are deficient in vitamin D or you're not deficient. Lots of people have been taking vitamin D supplements without even knowing their basic vitamin D levels. The second technology, the platform technology that we are developing, is lab on a chip, which is again a point of care testing. And lab on a chip technology is a quantitative technology which tells you the exact number for the test that you are looking for. What we are developing in NanoSpeed at the moment is for thyroid profile, that is TSH, T3, and T4 levels. Simultaneously, you can find out the exact levels of TSH, T3, and T4 in your blood. At this moment, the test which is basically used for the thyroid profile analysis is done separately for all the three analytes, but we have developed the technology where it can be analyzed in a drop of a blood within 30 minutes, and it can be done in a doctor's office or it can be done in any small lab, doesn't require any expensive equipment or something like that. So our main vision is to develop further point-of-care tests, so which can bring a revolution in the clinical diagnostic industry, which can also help the health services take some burden off from the health services, because these tests are quite inexpensive as compared to the current testing system that is in place right now. And for these tests, people can do at home. They don't really have to go to the doctor's office, get a requisition, go to the lab, get the blood drawn, and do the tests. So those are basically the two platform technology that NanoSpeed is developing. In addition to vitamin D test, the another test which can be done at the home is our pipeline product is the test for calcium and test for iron, which most of the women have been going to the doctors, getting it done on a monthly or a quarterly basis like that. So those are the main platforms that we are going, and our vision is to bring more and more diagnostic tests for the clinical industries, which are point of care.
Where have you actually developed this technology?
This technology was all developed in NanoSpeed. The lateral flow assays has been out there for other different things. For example, pregnancy test kit, which is also based on the similar technology. So we developed both lab on a chip as well as our lateral flow assay in NanoSpeed headquarters, NanoSpeed lab. And Test for D is already in a position. We are going ahead with our clinical trials. We are doing our feasibility studies, and those studies, once we have the results, they'll be submitted to Health Canada as well as to FDA for the approval. Once these tests are approved, then they are easy to market, especially in US market where people pay from their own pocket from all the tests. They are not covered by the health services there. So it's an easier market for us to penetrate as compared to Canada. But we are working with the health services also to see if it can be brought into their panel and this test can be paid by the health services. Even if it is paid by the people by themselves, each test is going to cost you about $35. That is the retail price for the test. So it would be still be much cheaper than the price that the health services is paying for the actual vitamin D test to be done in the lab, which takes 3 to 4 weeks to get the results.
What do the kits actually look like?
It's a very small kit. It's like just a test strip. And then there is a dropper which you use to take a drop of the blood from your finger. And then there is another small dropper bottle, and you just put 6 drops of the solution that's in the dropper bottle, wait for 10 minutes, and it shows you whether you are deficient in vitamin D or you're not.
Would it be similar to the blood sugar level insulin testing things or strips that people have?
Not exactly, because blood sugar is a quantitative test. It gives you a number. This test will not give you the number. It is similar to the pregnancy test. Pregnancy test is done in urine, but this test will be done in blood. So you just require a drop of blood from your finger.
And the lab on the chip then, is that using the microfluidics?
Yes, lab on a chip is using the microfluidics. For lab on a chip also, you require a drop of a blood from your finger. And everything is supplied within the chip. All you do is just put a drop of a blood and just use one of the reagent after adding the blood to the chip. Wait for a few minutes, and then there is an optical reader which will be supplied along with the chip. You insert your chip into the optical reader, and it will give you the number for your thyroid profile. And this similar technology can be exploited in some other areas of the clinical diagnostics too.
Why do you call it nanospeed?
Because it's nanotechnology based. So that's why we named it as nanospeed. Because most of the tests that we are developing is nanotechnology-based tests.
You've been involved with ACAMP. What is your relationship with them?
ACAMP is like our contract manufacturer for our microfluidic chips. So ACAMP has been helping us with developing the chips because they have the main facility to manufacture these chips. And our engineers, along with the ACAMP, we have designed the chips, which ACAMP has been fabricating for us. And it's been really good relationship with ACAMP since we can go easily back and forth, make the changes, and get their advice, their engineers' advice, and our engineers together. So basically, ACAMP is helping us with the manufacturing part.
So now that you're looking at doing clinical trials, how long do you think it'll be, like how many months or years before you will actually be able to sell these?
There are two different things. The clinical trials for test for D is going to be finished in the next 6 months. But the clinical trial for our thyroid profile may take a bit longer than that because we haven't reached that stage yet where we can say we're starting clinical trial for thyroid profile. It might be a few months before we even start that, but for test for D, we are in a position that we can start clinical trial now. And we are already writing our clinical trial protocols for submission to Health Canada and FDA, and we are collaborating with NACTRAC at U of A for our clinical trial for test for D, as well as Ward 21 in Calgary.
Well, thank you very much, Seema.
You're welcome.
Robert Murakami, and I'm the CEO of Nanospeed Diagnostics.
Well, Robert, you're involved in the commercialization of the products here at Nanospeed. What do you see as being your markets?
We see as our market anybody who's really interested in their own personal health. Vitamin D, as we know, has been linked to a number of human ailments. There has been a growing trend exponentially of the request for vitamin D tests from patients to doctors or doctors to patients, and through that going to the labs for the tests.
And who has been expressing interest in Nanospeed or your products?
Just about everybody we talk to. If you look at the average person right now, they are taking vitamin D supplements. And they could be taking as much as 3,000 or 4,000 IU a day, your national units of vitamin D a day. A lot of people are taking 1,000, but they still don't know if they're deficient or not because they have to go to their doctor, go through an exam, fill out the form, have the doctor fill out the form, go to the lab, get the test, then wait until somebody calls you to let you know. And that usually takes 3 to 4 weeks.
While you're still working to get this out on the market and get through the trials, how are you raising money in order to keep everything going along?
Raising money is always a challenge, especially for an early stage technology company like Nanospeed. And we are talking to angel investors both here in Alberta as well as the rest of Canada. We are looking to really try and grow organically as well. So we're very, very focused on our milestones and timelines to get the Test for D product out to the market.
Now, lab on a chip is something that a lot of people have been looking at. How are you dealing with that competition? It must be really growing in that area.
There are a lot of companies that are doing lab on a chip, and a lot of companies who are close or not close to developing that technology. We are one of those companies that is developing lab on a chip for a very specific use, which is going to be a clinical diagnostic testing of certain analytes as a thyroid profile.
Do you have any idea how big a market this is going to be in the millions or billions of dollars?
Well, if we look at our first platform, which is our lateral flow platform, and our Test for D product and similar products for that. The Test for D product line alone in Canada will be about a $200 million market annually. In the United States, there'll be some factors greater than $200 million. And in the rest of the world, it'll be, again, a greater factor. Just about everybody in North America is vitamin D deficient.
With the help that you're getting from ACAMP, would you have been able to get this anywhere else?
For the lab-on-a-chip technology, ACAMP has been vital in our development of the prototype chips and our understanding of how microfluidic technology works so that we can actually design a chip to meet our needs. And ACAMP has been one of those great corporate partners or institutional partners that with their expertise has helped us along the way.
Well, thank you very much, Robert.
Thank you.